On ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, you're with Sarah Gilman.
It's the new year and it's traditionally the time to have a big clear out. You might have been doing that yourself over the holidays, just getting rid of stuff you don't need anymore. While dropping huge amounts of unwanted stuff at your local charity shop might be the easiest thing to do, do you spare a thought for the staff who turn up to work to find their workplaces looking like a tip? I don't know if you saw it, but this week Vinnie's Tasmania posted a photograph on social media of the scene that greeted their workers at one of their Tasmanian warehouses, and it did look a bit like a dump. Marie Cole is the Vinnie's retail manager for Southern Tasmania and joins us. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Sarah.
Tell us about the photo that you posted on social media. Just describe it for us.
Well, I think it was a bank of our donation bins, our famous blue donation bins that we hope people put clothing items in for donations, and it was a sea of I can describe, I suppose, rubbishy type items that normally you would take to the tip, but our staff couldn't actually get to the doors to empty the bins because of the number of very soiled mattresses, broken toys. I think there was broken small pieces of furniture. And this is just not a one-off occurrence. Unfortunately, between before Christmas, people would clean out, ready for preparing for Christmas, and a lot of donations come into charity, and particularly come into our areas in Hobart and Launceston and the Northwest. And then we have Christmas, and then I think because children and parents are home together, they start cleaning out the cupboards again, and then we have another wave of donations coming into our stores and into our bins. And quite regularly, when our guys or our staff go to our donation bins, they find that the bin could be half empty because one person might come along and place a bag next to the bin, so the next donor comes along.
So they've assumed that the bin is full.
So please check that. When you come to one of our blue bins, just give it a tap on the side and you'll be able to tell if the bin's full. It's really important to place the items in the bin, and if the bin is full, please don't leave your items out the front of the bin.
Oh, okay, that's an interesting point. I did have a look at those photos. You talked about soiled mattresses. Some of them were pretty bad.
Yeah, that's right.
And sort of broken bits of equipment. What do you do with them then?
Well, we do have to take them to the tip.
And does that cost you?
Of course, yes. Yes, we do. We do pay tip funds. We at some areas across the state, we do get some help from some councils, but we do have to pay, in a lot of the larger councils, we have to pay tip fees. And, of course, it costs for us to transfer it to the tip. And we do have, even though we have a volunteer team that just supports all our works, we do have to pay some staff to make sure our services are continuing and supported. So we do have that cost.
Yeah, a couple of charities have actually removed bins from around the place just because of this. Are you doing the same
thing? Well, we are, yes. To be honest, I think every summer there's a review, and quite often if we are fortunate enough to have one of our bins on a private place, we do. Our people who support us say, yes, place your bin there, but quite often over the summer, because of the behaviour of some really a small amount of people, we do get asked to remove our bins.
Yeah, I've seen that happening, bins taken away from car parks, for example.
Yes, that's right. So the biggest message we'd like to get across is we're fortunate to open our stores Monday to Saturday, and it's usually 9 to 5. So we think we've got a great opportunity for people to come in and actually donate directly in store. That's really the message we want to get across today.
And that might be an interesting difference, whether people would leave stuff if they had to then
sort of... I don't think they would. Yeah, so please consider that. I mean, that's, you know, our strongest donation day is Saturday. And I mean, a lot of people work during the week. We understand that. But, you know, we want to continue our services in the community, and we can only do that through the help of the public donating.
You mentioned that you have to often pay tip fees. Do you think that's a reason why people are just dumping stuff at your locations, that they don't want to have to take stuff to the tip and pay?
Yeah, no, that's correct. And I think, you know, every year maybe tip fees are rising, and people just think, well, you know, we actually at times have household rubbish placed in our bins. So if someone might put garden clippings or food waste into our bins, that ruins the whole donation that could be.
So you're losing donations
we are,
as well.
Through people's behaviour. Yes.
Yeah. And so what's your advice then? If people are thinking, look, I've got this, you know, like I just had one of my younger son was home and I said, you've just got to sort all those clothes. And he's left a pile of things. What's your advice?
Okay. Look, I don't know if people got time to do this, but look at each item quickly and say, would I give this to a family member or a friend? And if you say, I don't really need it, I would give it to a family member, please give it to charity. And that's really, you know, our message. You know, try to think, if you were happy to give it to a family member, give it to charity. And then hopefully we'll limit of what the amount of rubbish that does come in with the great, so we call them the gold nuggets in the donations that are come in. But please consider, if you wouldn't give it to a friend, please give it to Vinnie's if you would.
Now, this is Marie Cole, Retail Manager, Southern Tasmania, St Vincent de Paul's or Vinnie's. Straight up this morning, we were talking about ongoing increases in rental prices in Tasmania. The latest figures show that we've got some of the most expensive rents for houses and also for units across the country. Mm. And I don't want you to necessarily talk about real estate, but obviously that's putting a lot of pressure on people. Are you finding that demand is going up?
Oh, definitely. And we've got our Southern Regional Office not far from here, only a couple of blocks. And we would have a visit of 10 to 15 homeless people per day just coming into our office, and we try to assist them. But it's just not that amount of people. We then have groups of our volunteers that go out to people's homes who are struggling as well. So instead of, you know, once a day, we could be seeing up to probably 30 or 40 people across even southern Tasmania, and then you duplicate that across the north of Tasmania. We, you know, it's amazing the amount of need that is increasing. And we're finding it hard, of course. If we can get the donations, we can keep our stores running. People can come in and support us by purchasing items that we're helping the environment, and the funds that are raised through our stores then goes into our services, and we can try to help that need that's out in the community.
So do you need any particular type of donation
yes,
at the moment?
Yes, we do. So clothing, number one, of course, but also...
Oh, I'll be there. I've got a pile of
clothing
it on my floor.
Yes, but also furniture. I mean, people sometimes change their furniture over, so, you know, consider donating that. Books are a great seller. People love books. Another thing that we've really noticed, I don't know because it's the trend, there's less jewellery coming in. A lot of people like jewellery. A lot of people like little bric-a-brac items, particularly homewares are very strong. Their customers love coming in and purchasing. So it's all those type of items that we're always looking for. And particularly, even though it's lovely and warm at the moment, if people could start thinking about winter, we will need warm winter jackets coming up in the next few months.
And just finally, and I'm just going to say, and the caveat there being that if you wouldn't give it to a friend, don't give it to us.
That's right.
And put it in the bin. But just finally, I heard on the grapevine that you've done a bit of sort of retail research and that you're now targeting what goes on your sort of into your stores or on the front window, depending on what's happening in the community.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we look at what events are happening across the state, and particularly we have had recently Falls Festival. So since Falls has been happening, our Sorrel store will be making sure that we've got warm jackets, some small camping items, unusual hats and funny things to wear. When we stock that shop up, waiting for Falls Festival, and we get a great result after Falls.
Yeah, and what else have you done?
And, of course, the Signet Folk Festival in our Signet shop. We've got a gorgeous little shop down at Signet. If anyone wants a Saturday drive, we're open on Saturdays, Monday to Saturday. It's small, but it's unique. And we fill that shop up waiting for the Folk Festival, which happened last weekend, particularly we do keep jackets and warm clothing because people visit Tasmania and they still feel the cold. But interesting clothing, some small camping items again, lots of books are sold. It's amazing. The people just love coming in, have a looking around and supporting us.
Well, good to talk to you. It's been quite interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Marie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.